Happy Monday, you guys. Aren't we so happy to be back into a new week? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
How's it going over there?
Fabulous.
So real quick question, did you spend some time out in public with an ex this weekend?
No, oddly I didn't. But you know who did?
Well, I do. But who?
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, apparently, supposedly.
I'm just going to start this with, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night.
So, it's funny that you say that, because, of course, as we left the shoe on Friday, we were given a heads up, courtesy of the tabloids, at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. So, literally right as our show ended on Friday, the headline appeared on page 6, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck hang out after A-Rod split. And I thought, this is interesting because I'm having deja vu. Why? Why? Because the last we had an update of any significance around Jennifer Lopez and her previous partner, fiance, whatever you want to call him, Alex Rodriguez, the previous update originated on a Friday afternoon as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, Jennifer Lopez and another man hanging out and we're being alerted
at 4 o'clock on a Friday?
Friday afternoon, yet again. I mean, clearly the timing was dedicated to our show.
Obviously.
Because they didn't want us to cover the story.
It's so obvious.
Because
they knew we would know.
Because we would know what's what, because we always know how to go deep in the shallow, do we not?
That's true.
Okay. Did Lori and Julia have any comments? Did they see this?
Yes, so okay. Lori and Julia saw this because this story about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez hanging out broke during their show.
Yeah.
Lori's conclusion was, they're totally doing it.
Oh, no.
Well, of course, that would be a Lori conclusion.
Yeah. Well, right? Here's the thing. Here's what I will say about that. Well, she's thinking what they want her to think.
Yeah, certainly. And what do we always say? So, okay, let's just back this up, break this down for listeners, right? Like, whenever we see big name celebrities hanging out and headlines are coming out of places like Page Six, tabloids, etc., we've got to stop and think. We should really create like a, you know, an airplane emergency exit chart that's laminated that we can put in front of the seat pockets in front of passengers on our show.
I have the laminator, so we're good.
Thank you. Please do. Because whenever we are confronted with stories like this, instead of gut reacting like, oh, of course they're doing it because they're sexy people with doing sexy things. Sure, in the drama that is the world of reality television, that would make a great storyline, would it not? But we have to actually take a look at what we see and then sort of peek back behind the curtain. So let's do that. So we've got Jennifer Lopez recently out of a publicationship. Ben Affleck, oh my God, also
recently out of a publationship.
What? And then you have these two who were previously in
a publationship
showing up in tabloids together.
Colleen
has her hand raised.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I want the listener to also go on this journey with us.
Yeah.
Can you please explain the pictorial, the provided pictures
show
us that the two of them were together? This is important.
It's so eye-rolly because it requires a Hercule Poirot of tabloid trash to sift through the details to come to a conclusion. So they actually are making the audience do work, or I should say they're not just showing up together at the Starbucks. What had happened was we were treated to a series of photos that implied that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were together because her car is seen. She's seen in a car, right?
Mm-hmm. A car.
A white Escalade, okay. SUV. And there was a picture referencing her from like days before, a day before. But then they also have a photo because, of course, tabloids do, you know, they just happen upon the right photos of
weird
exactly what's necessary to tell the story.
Weird how that works.
Of Ben Affleck getting out of that white Escalade SUV, exiting what is believed to be Jennifer Lopez's vehicle with a duffel bag. Or a backpack, I should say.
Oh, like an overnight bag. Like he's going to have a sleepover.
Yeah, like he, again.
Right.
They're doing it. That's what they want you to think. So he was spotted multiple times coming and froing, toing and froing from Jennifer Lopez's house. And so, of course, tabloids are picking up the crumbs from the crumb trail and saying, aha, these two are together.
Is it possible he's just borrowing her car? So we don't have pictures of the two of them in the same space together.
Not when this story came out on Friday, and I've since not seen anything. So no, this is again a mystery.
Okay.
But I think it's so ingenious because what they're doing is they're not making it easy because that would be too easy because we'd all say, well, you just want attention.
Right.
But this is like, oh, you just happened to notice and you did the math that we've been hanging out behind the scenes. We're not overtly telling you, but you, oh, clever tabloids, figured this out. So that's what we call in the business plausible deniability.
Also, just to be very clear, what's her name or his? Carlos Greer at Page Six did not just receive on his desk the picture of Ben Affleck with his duffel bag getting out of the Escalade. He was also provided with some extra assistance because they're telling the exact story they want told. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. Right. Absolutely. There's a source that's backing up the photos.
Right.
So according to the source, security picks him, Ben Affleck, up at a nearby location.
Oh.
And drops him off after they spend a few hours together at her house.
Okay. Okay.
So again, pictures tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
Source, further details. Conclusion, they're hanging out. But, you know, you've got all these lorries running around who are now like, they're doing it. They're doing it. Why? Because we've been primed with their previous publicationship, Bennifer 1.0. And we had this whole side discussion in the preparation of this show today, like going down memory lane of like, were they the original Bennifer? Was it Jennifer Garner? And, you know, was and then we did this whole side thing about Jennifer Brad and Angelina and who came first. Turns out it was Ben and Jen.
Yep.
And they were Bennifer 1.0. So this is like, this is totally, totally, totally primed to get the audience's attention, is it not?
Right. And that's what they want, obviously. It's so obvious, is the audience's attention. And we are playing right into their hands with this storyline. I just want to take it a step further, right? Because it's not always just the two people in the publicationship or in the infancy of a publicationship. It is also the people who they used to be in a publicationship or a relationship with. In this case, Jennifer Garner will also benefit from this story. Headline from ET, Entertainment Tonight.
It's a real good show.
How Jennifer Garner is reacting to Ben Affleck spending time with Jennifer Lopez, would you like to know?
Well, of course.
A source tells Entertainment Tonight, it's a real good show, quote, Jen isn't bothered by Ben hanging out with J-Lo or anyone else. She wants the best for Ben. What matters most to her is Ben being a great dad. They've been in a good groove when it comes to co-parenting for a while, and their kids' happiness is Jen's main priority. So in other words, Ben might be doing it with Jen, and it's okay with Jen.
Yeah. I mean, this is clearly just an opportunity for Jennifer Garner
to hop on the story.
To get some headlines out of this. I did want to double back really quickly just because I want to tie up the Jennifer Garner, the J-Lo and Ben Affleck story. So we had these two on Friday afternoon, allegedly, supposedly sharing time and space together for 3 hours. So people spent a good portion of the weekend, I'm sure, Lori included, assuming that they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, because of the way this story was told, again, we're sort of alluding to it. We're not coming out and saying it directly. We're showing it through a source and through these candid photos that a paparazzo just happened to gather. Well, then TMZ, of course, and this is important because of whenever we see tabloid headlines, we have to ask the question, where is this coming from? And like, what, who benefits from the story, right? So TMZ, a lot of times, is known for
taking the story directly from the horse's mouth, that would be the celebrities, and running with it.
Exactly. Well, there was a headline yesterday from TMZ. So to clear up any confusion, you guys, I know we've let you speculate for the whole weekend about what's really going on. Jennifer Lopez is just hanging out with Ben, but they're not hooking up, you guys. So let's go over to TMZ and find out what they have to say. You know, yeah, they've spent time together because you can see those photos. But that doesn't mean they're doing it. Even though we led you to believe they were totally doing it, you guys, they're not, because TMZ, we're a source, right? Like, we're told that these guys are just strictly friends. I mean, they've been friends for a long time. You know, they had a difficult breakup. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Jen, that's J-Lo, she kind of likes to stay friends mostly with the guys that she's been with, unless she doesn't. But, you know, totally things could be rekindled at some point, but not now. So what does that tell us, Colleen?
It tells us that she wants us to keep hoping that they're hooking up, and that Jennifer Lopez doesn't want to have anything to do with that story. But can I point something else out?
Yeah.
That, okay, this pump has been primed for over a month.
Oh, yeah.
Because I will draw your attention back to, I believe it was a Vanity Fair article that we talked about on this very show about a month ago, about, you'll remember this, everybody's opinions about Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah. And Ben Affleck's opinion was chief among them,
and
was it not?
I just want to say the talk around the fact that Ben Affleck weighed in on what a wonderful, exacting, talented person Jennifer Lopez is. I would just say the buzz that that got may have tipped the two of them off to the fact that a sight of the two of them hanging out together would get tongues wagging in such a way.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, again, I think everything these two are, and I would imagine most of it's planted by the J-Lo side of the equation. Mm-hmm. But again, Ben Affleck, just for reminders, was totally engaged in a full-fledged publicationship until about 5 minutes ago. So these two are completely complicit in this behavior. They know exactly what they're doing. So even though your instinct is to first rush into one direction, they're doing that. Stop.
Hit the pause button.
Think and listen to Colleen and Bradley.
Thank you.
Well, now Jennifer Lopez is singing Sweet Caroline. And it's now they're linking that it's a Red Sox anthem. And Ben Affleck is a fan of the Red Sox. This is exclusively on Page Six, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah.
No.
Jennifer Lopez was singing at something called Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world.
That was a big concert this weekend.
No, it was a big concert over the weekend. And then Ben Affleck appeared in a segment immediately following her performance.
Oh, you guys. The seeds are planted. The seeds are planted. Stop, think,
and listen to Colleen and Bradley.
Yeah.
You don't even need to think. We will do that for you.
Yeah, just so stop.
Just stop and listen.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The one and only Elizabeth Reese is here, and with her, she has brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hello.
Well, hello, you guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Jennifer Lopez performed the Red Sox anthem while Ben Affleck in the house. Guys, the Bennifer back together buzz is all over the place. I'm sure you've been tinfoil hatting this
It's almost like they planned it.
It's almost like they planned it. This weekend was just
the hype.
I mean, nonstop. There were two big stories this weekend, Bennifer and Josh Duggar. That's what was going on. So if you were hopefully outside enjoying the weather and not paying attention.
Then the tabloids giveth and
that's
the tabloids taketh away our soul.
Yeah, there you go. So sources in the crowd could not help but notice that Ben Affleck is in the audience. And he has also been shuttling back and forth in a car that Jennifer Lopez sent for him as she just deals with her breakup from A-Rod.
Sure.
Yep. I mean, to be fair, if Jennifer Lopez sent a white SUV Escalade for me, I'd get in it.
You would get in.
Obviously.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. Nope. You wouldn't care where you were going, when you were coming back. You would just go.
You're like, let's do it.
Let's do
it. I mean,
but not it.
Not it. Come on, no.
No, you wouldn't go
that
far.
That's what they want you to think, but no.
Yeah, that's it. Now, we do remember that their love was immortalized in the horrendous tune, Dear Ben, that Jennifer Lopez recorded when they were together. It's the worst song ever. You should never forget, Colleen. It's so bad.
Didn't they like break up shortly after that too? Or did I make that up?
No, I think they did.
Oh, that's rough.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Don't tattoo somebody else's name on your body and don't write a song about them right before you're about to
break
up.
Well, especially with their name in it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can write a song about whoever you want.
Do it Taylor Swift style.
Yeah. Write a song about your love. Like, that's really great. But when you title the song Dear Ben and you're engaged to Ben Affleck, just feels, it's also a bad song. It's like, Dear Ben.
Oh, God.
That sounds like Hey Jude.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Don't be afraid.
That one was better.
Take this bad Hey Jude, song and make it better.
Oh, I like it. All right, now let's get into the Duggar drama. This was, guys, when you start going back on this Josh Duggar situation, you're going to go, this guy needs to be in prison is what needs to happen. Unbelievable that he's not and that he has six kids and a seventh on the way. Because in my humble opinion, this man is a danger to children.
Absolutely.
So Josh Duggar is the eldest of the 19 kids and counting show with Jim Bob and I forgot the mom's name.
Michelle
Duggar, famous for doing this reality show. That show ended when Josh Duggar admitted that he had molested some of his younger sisters. He then was busted on Ashley Madison cheating on his wife, Anna. At the time, I think they had like four kids. Mm. He begged for forgiveness and grace from God for both of these. He was just now arrested last week after authorities say that they found images of child pornography in his possession all over his computer.
Ugh.
Again, he's the father of six with a seventh on the way.
Yeah,
it's sick.
It's so sick.
And you just feel terrible about the entire family, because this doesn't just affect him, obviously, right? Like, it's going to have dramatic implications on their family forever.
Right, but this person just keeps being allowed to victimize people. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he victimized his own sisters.
Yes.
I mean, it's... Ugh.
And his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then now... And I mean, who knows what's been happening with his children?
Right.
I mean, really.
Right.
The guy needs to be in prison.
Agreed.
So there you go. That's what's happening. He is in prison.
Did you check out his mugshot?
Just disgusting.
The smirk?
The smug smirk.
Oh, it's awful. Lech.
Yeah.
Yucky.
Yeah. I did not read an entire article on this, but I did see a headline that seemed like it was trying to justify something by saying that he had had a failed courtship prior to his wife. Like, literally... Like indicating, now this isn't fair because I did not read the entire article, but it felt to me that the headline was leading you to believe that he's had a rough go of things.
Well, listen, I mean, other family members are posting things too. I mean, Jill, his sister, wrote, you know, we were reminded in church about how important community is. I've prayed for good community. We need others for support, prayer, people to do life with, and so much more. I know this last year has tested all of us so much. I mean, listen, I think everybody needs to lean on their faith in times of hardship. That, as a person of faith, I say that. But at the same time, I feel like we are veering dangerously into using faith as a way to excuse behavior, which is unacceptable.
That is unacceptable. Absolutely. But there you go. Elizabeth,
we're going to end it on unacceptable.
That is unacceptable. But you know what is acceptable? That dirt Elizabeth. Alert. Thank you, Elizabeth Reese. You are more than acceptable. And when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to be solving some pop culture mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items that Holly's brought for us in a segment we call Blinded by the Item after this. How pop culture mysteries. We love to solve them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And we call this little segment of blind items that we like to solve that Holly's brought for us, Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Oh, yeah, celebrity gossip mysteries. It's just like a saxophone in a pop song. You didn't know you needed it,
but now until that it arrived, happened. Boy, yeah. Are you happy.
Do you still need it?
Yes.
All right.
Here is our first celebrity gossip mystery.
Okay.
Because roaches never really go away, the cameras were front and center when the celebrity offspring of an A-plus lister left a yoga class because the celebrity offspring of not A-plus listers was also there. They share the fact that both have slept with a too-old-for-them alcoholic reality star just to increase their fame.
Whoa.
Well, so that sounds like Scott Disick, but I don't know who the...
Hamlin and Richie.
There you go. Ding, ding.
Mm. Yeah. Not just a law firm.
Yeah, right?
All right, so let's
go. Hamlin and Richie.
The law firm of Hamlin and Richie.
The cameras were front and center when Sophia Richie left a yoga class because Amelia Hamlin was also there. Amelia and Sophia share the fact that they both have slept with Scott Disick just to increase their fame.
Oof. Oh, no. Y'all. No. What? Yash.
Mm-hmm.
Ishy.
Oh, yuck.
Icky poo.
Would you like another one?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Blinded by the Item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Just because it's a fake relationship doesn't mean the actress doesn't care. She took it into her own hands when her athlete boyfriend took it upon himself to do a Tom Brady Super Bowl celebration impression and got hammered drunk. She got him home and made sure no one got any photos or videos of him in that condition.
Is that like Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley? I did not see it said. Well, I guess because nobody got any photos.
Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, oh, okay.
Just because.
Yeah, fill in the blank.
It's a fake relationship doesn't mean that Shailene Woodley doesn't care. Shailene took it on into her own hands when Aaron Rodgers took it upon himself to get really drunk at the Kentucky Derby.
Mm.
Shailene Woodley got him home and made sure no one got any photos or videos of Aaron Rodgers in that condition.
That seems like great behavior.
I mean, so in the moment, if you are thinking, well, look, that means she cares. I just want to close the loop on that. And I'm not saying she doesn't care about him, but she also knows that that reflects on her if he's seen in that.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that very much was a move to try to protect the publicationship.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That would not be a good look.
Exactly.
As it were.
Mm-hmm. If you will.
All right.
Although Tom Brady drunk, we've seen that. So
right.
Wouldn't be the first person.
Right.
Doing a Tom Brady impression.
Mm-hmm. But he's drunk. Also Tom Brady, right? Like, he can do anything.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're trying to get a job somewhere else.
Truth.
Yeah. Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. Listen to the following words. She isn't paid for it. But this A-list celebrity who is back on social media is happy to promote narratives for those celebrities she deems worthy of her support. So, if that means trashing the former A-plus list rapper and promoting his ex, then so be it. NT lawyer thinks she forgets that the former A-plus list rapper knows all these little secrets about the husband of the celebrity that need to always stay out of the spotlight.
Ooh.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen. Trashing the former A-plus list rapper is Kanye West. And the husband... Kris Jenner or Kim Kardashian.
Sorry. Words are hard on Monday.
It really is.
Kris Kardashian, Jenner, Kim.
Chloe. Leave me alone.
Wait, is there a Chloe in there?
No.
No. Oh. We're just throwing more Kardashians out there.
Rob. Did we get them all?
Yeah,
that was
you
a
did.
Lot. Okay.
I know, there was a lot there. So this is an old blind item. I mean, old being about a month ago.
Oh, and John Legend is in there,
too. Yeah, John Legend, yeah. So Chrissy Teigen isn't paid for it, but Chrissy Teigen who came back to Twitter, is happy to promote narratives for those celebrities that she deems worthy of her support. So if that means trashing Kanye West and promoting Kim Kardashian, then so be it. But what NT Lawyer says is that Chrissy Teigen forgets that Kanye West knows all those little secrets about John Legend that always need to stay out of the spotlight.
So the only like log rolling she did for Kim versus Kanye didn't seem to be particularly negative of Kanye, because it was just like, she tried real hard, which I guess implies that, you know,
he didn't.
And, you know, she made a valiant effort regardless. But
yeah, she also said something about how like Kanye will disappear for a long, long periods of time and nobody will hear hide nor hair.
Is that hair like H-A-I-R?
You know, that's a really good question. I thought it was H-A-R-E. Hide nor hair.
It is hair, H-A-I-R.
Okay.
So like your butt.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. Hide and hair. Yeah. Hide nor hair. Sure.
Because you'd have hair on your hide.
Yeah. The first record of it occurs.
Unless you nair it.
From 1857.
Hide nor nair.
Oh. And it's effective.
Just be careful. Don't put that on your eyebrows.
Oof.
Or your downstairs hair.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Who wears short shorts?
Mm.
We wear short shorts.
Next.
Blinded by the item.
Ooh, just thinking about Nair down there.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No, don't think about Nair down there.
Not gonna do it.
Nope.
Not gonna do it.
Burn.
This celebrity offspring is probably B+/B-list. All of you know him because of his parents. He's trying to make it seem as if he's going after this A-minus list singer, but that's to cover for the fact that he's dating a meth addict / dealer.
Oh, my.
Oh, cool.
That's significant.
Yeah.
Really dark. So we're looking for a B+B offspring of celebrity.
And a male.
It's a male, yes.
Okay.
Who might be going after an A-list singer. So
A-minus list singer.
So the story is that the celebrity offspring, as the kids like to say, I don't know how to put it in past tense, shoot your shot, right?
Oh,
from High School Musical.
Oh, Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
Remember he tried to shoot his shot with Lizzo.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's all a front. Let's fill in the blank. The Chet Hanks, son of Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, also known as Chet Hayes to the children, is trying to make it seem as if he's going after Lizzo, but that's to cover for the fact that he's dating someone perhaps who is dealing things that are not of legal nature.
Wait a minute.
Also, I'm kind of offended that he calls Lizzo a minus. Go on.
Isn't there like a lawsuit against him? Like, didn't he have a girlfriend who had a restraining order taken out against him?
Oh, I would not be surprised.
Or who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of his ex-girlfriend who's suing him for $1 million.
Yeah, because there was like all these photos where she posted video of like being bloody after he allegedly supposedly did something. And then he was like, she's overreacting or something.
Yeah, so Chet Hanks is being sued by his ex-girlfriend right now for those such things and and more.
Such things as maps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah.
But what NT Lawyer
is
saying,
but that's not the person that's being referenced in this blind item, I take it?
That is correct.
Okay.
So what NT Lawyer is saying, well, don't pay attention to Chet Hanks flirting with Lizzo because that's all a distraction from his real relationship that he doesn't want you to know about and doesn't even want you to think
this
about.
Dude, I think if you open your non-physical dictionary, because let's be clear, you probably don't have one at the ready.
It's just Google.
If you type in problematic, I think under Google image search, you're going to see Chet Hanks.
You know,
because remember before this, he was like doing his like Jamaican patois.
Yeah. And trying to pass it off like that was just how he
talks.
Speaks. Yes. Also, you know, all I want, and it's a small ask.
Oh,
I do not know why this is such a difficult thing. All I want is to have a sit down conversation with Tom Hanks and be like, talk to me
about like, what happened to
your
Chet?
Relationship with Chet. What's going on there?
Such a nice family. I mean, he and Rita, like, they're America's parents.
And they for sure just ignore that Chet is a thing.
Chet is just
they
like,
just can't.
Well,
with
we
him.
Tried.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're can't like win that's, them all. That was a failed what's, experiment. Who, I mean, we other, all have one.
What's the other? There's two sons and a daughter, right?
There's Colin.
Colin Hanks.
From a previous
from
marriage.
From a previous marriage.
But isn't there a daughter too?
Sure. Why not? I think she stays quiet.
I'm just saying, Tom like, Hanks two delightful kids, and then there's Chet.
Yes, well, there's a woman.
Oh, and there's also, yeah, there's
Elizabeth another. Hanks.
And then there's Truman Hanks.
Yes.
So there's three boys and a girl.
Yeah. And I think that Chet and Truman are the sons of Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. And then the other two children are from his first marriage.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Because they seem like they're very
it's
much
probably an awkward
an
Thanksgiving.
So I think what
like,
I hear you saying is like, this is Rita's fault.
Like, you can just see Thanksgiving dinner, like, oh. Chet, come on.
Come on, Chet.
Dude.
You're making us look bad.
Oh. Come on.
And he's like, beer con chicken. Remember?
Knock Sorry, is off. That bacon chicken?
Yes,
or what? Okay,
right.
Just checking.
Because remember,
knock it off, Chet.
They told, who told us that?
I don't remember.
Somebody told us if you wanted to...
It's because we
pronounce
were looking
bacon
at,
with yeah. A Jamaican accent. You just said beer can.
It's kind of like rise up lights, which is what we do to get into our Australian accent.
Which we should never, ever, ever do.
It's a bad situation.
It is offensive to the good people of Canada. And now we have offended
Canada.
The,
what is
or
Canada?
Canada. You know what I mean.
Why are you bringing Canada
one of them
in?
Former,
A?
We got snacks from that country.
Yeah. One of them former, you know, Commonwealth countries.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Chet Hanks will be joining us.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
To sing live his new single.
No. Oh,
beer God, can no. Chicken.
We have a little publicationship update for you. Rogers is who we'll be talking
Wodgers.
About.
Rogers.
After this.
Do, beach is so good.
My Talk 107.1.
You know, every so often we like to take a little stumble down to Publationship Corner on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we like to give our publationships a little name, and this one is called Wodgers. First of all, Bradley, what's a publationship?
It's just a relationship for publicity, you guys. Celebrities do it a lot.
And what's a Wodgers?
That is a Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley.
Well, the two of them were spotted out and about over the weekend. What is that noise you're making?
Sorry, I was just clearing my throat. I ate oatmeal in the break and it just got in there.
Okay, thank you. So, I don't know if you remember, but Saturday was the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I did totally missed it and don't care that I did.
Okay. So, alrighty.
No, I'm
they
just saying, it's, I wouldn't normally not, but I know that celebrities do, so that's why we... That's why we're talking about it.
Well, here's the headline. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers wore giant hats and opposite outfits for a date at the Kentucky Derby.
Opposite outfits? What does that mean?
Well, yeah. I'll explain it to you in just a second. But what this tells us is that Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers went to the place where people go to be seen this weekend, which was the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, that's like huge.
Everybody who's anybody. Is going to be at the Kentucky Derby.
People are talking. People
look
are
at my
talking.
Big hat.
Well, and that to that end, Bradley, you asked what are opposite outfits? I don't understand why they said opposite
like
outfits.
Like he wore black, she wore white?
No, it's like, honestly, they wore coordinating outfits.
Okay.
He wore a purple shirt that matched her purple hat.
How is that opposite?
Yeah, it's not. It's just not. It's not. So don't get hung up on that because it's not. There's nothing about beyond the fact that her hat
oh my God.
Remotely matches his shirt. There's nothing else that is coordinated or opposite about their outfits.
Headline. I don't. They wore clothes.
I don't know. Like, you know, like, again, I don't want to unnecessarily seem shamey about people's delight in the Kentucky Derby. I just, it's one of those things I truly don't
get.
Like, it's just not a thing that I've ever understood. Meaning, you know, horse racing, sure, if you love horses or racing and or betting online. I don't know. But as a cultural institution, I feign ignorance. And so I delight in looking at, like, these outfits that you've shown me with this photo of all these people dressed up with
gigantic hats
and, like, fascinators and
ginormous
flouncy
hats.
Skirts and big puffy sleeves.
Yeah, apparently it's like it's a thing, and this is what people do to drink their mint juleps. And apparently, according to our blind items, Aaron Rodgers drank too many mint juleps, and Shailene Woodley needed to escort him home and make sure he was safe and sound.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the thing I wanted to point out about Wodgers.
Okay.
About the publicationship that we are knowing as Wodgers.
Yeah.
First of all, we also know, because we talked about it on Friday, that Aaron Rodgers has made it known he doesn't even really want to play for the Packers anymore. So he's basically looking for a whole new gig, which is why this publicationship might just work out in the affirmative for him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so bad at publicationshipping, because when you look at some of our other publicationships that we like to follow, you see them sprinkle here and there a little, you know, dinner on the patio at, you know, Turkey to Go. You know, like they'll,
Turkey to Go.
That was the first thing that came to mind.
like somebody's thinking about the fair.
But you'll see them, you know, out and about.
Look, it's Charlie Sheen at Turkey to Go. He's just hanging out, not trying to grab attention.
They will go.
Gobble.
Fine. Todd's Tacos. No, is that better? Yes. They're going to Todd's Tacos.
I've never been.
They'll be out on the patio.
I see your point, because if you'll to actually just expand on that, remember Jennifer Lawrence made her directorial publicationship debut. Well, no, she was seen out in public for the very first time in a long time, just casually having dinner out with her partner.
And then
Maroney,
more recently, husband. Just sort of like meandering down the New York sidewalk. You never see Wodgers do anything but high profile outings.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It's clear these two have been on a, like, I'm going to Disney World media tour since this publicationship was made public.
They're new to this, but they're going to need to sprinkle in a few of those intimate patio dinners and makeout sessions on the beach if they're going to want us to believe this.
Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper.
Seriously. She's going to need to hop up into his arms and wrap her legs around him and make out and have
maybe go to a pumpkin patch.
Yeah, try that. And have, you know, somebody with a long view lens behind a bush trying to snap pictures of
them. What you're saying is that these two don't need to go to the biggest, most, like, press-ridden experience to get attention.
Or if they do that, which is fine, they need to balance it with some fake, their publicationship, I'm saying. If they want it to be believable, they need to balance the big outings with some, you know, zombie walks with their dogs.
Yeah.
It's just like this thing on page 6. Jason Sudeikis spends quality time with his kids in London.
There you go.
Just sitting on a park bench.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley need to go and
And a lot of times it'll be like, I don't know, name some hot man. Like Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum is working on his cardio as he's seen jogging through Central Park shirtless.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
They need a few of those informal things to make us really believe they're great. I mean, because you can't, they cannot get by on this notion that they're so private. Because they're not. Because she's done interviews about
him.
They
went to Disney World.
They went to Disney Flippin' World.
There's something private about that.
Yeah. So I'm not buying it. I'm definitely not buying it at the Kentucky Derby. I'm not buying it in Disney World. I'm not buying it. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, if you have a favorite documentary that's educational but fun, tell us about it. 651-641-1071. Documentary chat after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.